Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We fumbled the rollout on this health care one. There are a whole bunch of things about it that are working really well, which people didn't notice because they weren't controversial. So making sure kids stay on their parents' plans until they're up through the age of 25, and making sure that seniors got more discounts on the prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years, but we always knew that these marketplaces, creating a place where people can shop and through competition get a better deal for the health insurance that their families need, we always knew that that was going to be complicated and everybody was going to be paying a lot of attention to it. And we should have done a better job getting that right on day one, not on day 28 or on day 40.
There's the president from last month commenting on some of the problems with the rollout of his Affordable Care Act. And that is the number one item. This week's countdown devoted to the hot hits from this past year. Welcome in. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. And kind of a tradition with the news media and us that are monitoring what goes on in the news talk radio world, because the conversation is about what's in the news, as determined by the staff at talkers.com. This list of items is something we sort of got at together. Actually, the top 20 are published at talkers.com. We're going to look and see what those folks have decided, monitoring the talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country. So we come up with our weekly and year-end list. Here's the rundown of the top 10. At number 10 is Syria and what's happened there this year. Number 9, all of the discussion about Iran and what's happening there. Number 8, gun legislation debate and what's happening about that here. Number 7, the Republican Party and what they're doing about the future for them. Number 6, Boston Marathon bombing and what happened to all those involved in that. Number 5, the NSA and what's happened to Mr. Snowden. Number 4, debt, budget discussions, government shutdown in October. All that good stuff is number 4. The IRS scandal, number 3. What happened in Benghazi and the following discussions, the following overviews, the following investigations, that's number 2. And as you can imagine, the Affordable Health Care Act, so-called Obamacare, is number 1. So, let's get into some of the reaction to Obamacare from some of you who have listened to all these programs that we monitor. The initial problems with the healthcare.gov website, subject matter here.
I purchased my own insurance privately, and on October 1st, I logged into the state exchange. I didn't have any trouble navigating the system. I enrolled, but I didn't pull the trigger and actually purchase the plan, because when I saw the prices of the premiums, I did have a sticker shock, and I tried to navigate around the system to roll back to redo the experience, and then I realized I was entitled to certain, credits. And at that point, I was able to see a lower premium. But one of the deficiencies of the exchange was we weren't able to compare side-by-side various plans and the features of each plan.
I'm looking at the ACA is the way the resistance with the Republicans is. It's not about a bad bill. It's more about keeping old money flowing to stock investors and CEOs and those who are involved with that. If the Republicans really were concerned about the American people, instead of 42 times of voting against it, they could have presented their plan. They could have come up with ideas, because in the ACA, there are provisions, there are plenty of them, that say, if you've got a better idea, then present it.
Delay it with the intention of keeping it. Have the states that are working well, like California and a few others, keep going just as they're going. Have the states that are having problems, or the Fed websites that are having problems, fix it. Delay it for 3 months, 6 months, something like that. It's not a big deal. The inner workings will keep on going.
Coming up more on Obamacare, top 10 radio topics of 2013. They're all right here, right now, on the Talk Radio Review.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. We are moving up from number 1 to number 10 of the top 10 talk topics. Ta-ta. Of 2013. This is the special annual. I've been doing this program, I think, for 14 years, and every year we kind of treat this the same way. Obamacare is looking back and trying to analyze what happened this past year. It's fairly easy to do, although there's a lot of competition for certain slots and how things move around a little bit. Obamacare, though, undisputably number one on the countdown for discussion purposes for this past year. Last month, host Dan Carroll talked to insurance analyst Mark Hatcher about the problems with the rollout of Obamacare.
We will always be talking about health care because there will always be problems with it. There will always be, you know, once the government tries to get its hands and tries to create this massive law and this massive new bureaucracy and a massive new gargantuan entitlement, that there's always going to be problems, always going to be issues, and you're going to be talking about it all the time.
Completely right. But who ever thought we'd be sitting here almost a month in and we're not talking about, we've got so many people that have enrolled, you know, the system seems to be working out of the box. No, we're talking about a flawed system where people can't even get on to even start the enrollment process. I mean, the insurance companies are so upset because they are nowhere close to the number of enrollees that they expected to have by this date today. And so, you know, from the start, it has just been a mess, and there's really no light at the end of the tunnel that this thing is going to get resolved where people can easily sign up for their health care that starts January 1.
Well, this is, and just the rollout itself is a story that keeps sprouting these new tangents to talk about. And when the one you just mentioned is that the insurance companies are upset because people aren't signing up for their plans under the health care exchange. What they're signing up for is Medicaid. People are looking at this, and then the people that have been able to get to the part to where you can actually see what the prices are going to be for what you're signing up for are turning to Medicaid because that doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. And those are the, you know, that's a big bulk of the people that are coming to sign up.
Right? That really throws a monkey wrench into the way this whole thing. Firstly, I think we all know it's unsustainable to begin with. But the model they have for this to work is that they need all these young people coming in, putting money into the system in order to float the subsidies and all the other health insurance plans for everybody else.
Yeah, you can't open up a system to no more pre-existing conditions, guaranteed issue, where anybody and everybody can come get insurance now. And so you're going to have a flood of people coming in January 1 that haven't been able to get coverage because it's not provided through their employer, and they've been denied because of their health conditions. And you hit it right on. It's the young people and healthy people. They don't even have to be young. They do. But they need to be healthy, too, that aren't going to use the insurance, need to be paying in by participating to offset what's going to be coming in January 1. And you're right. It's not going to be sustainable.
Host Jeff Katz talked to correspondent Jared Halpin about the different deadlines for Obamacare.
Just correct me, is today the drop-dead deadline line in the sand,
That's actually come and gone.
Oh, it has?
It has come and gone.
Okay.
So what they are doing is if you started the process, like you started an account and you tried to enroll before the deadline, and because of the website problems, you were unable to finish the application process.
Yeah.
They have these caseworkers that have been set up where you can call, and they can try and sort of go back, and as long as they can verify that you did, in fact, try before the deadline to enroll, you may be able to still get insurance by that January 1st coverage start date.
Will they be shipping out those insurance cards via UPS?
Hopefully not. Do you have to see the doctor anytime soon?
Yeah.
So bad, man.
I'm sorry,
you pay extra for that, don't you?
I think you do.
You get it there by the 23rd, and oof.
Exactly. All right, so this is the one deadline. Now, isn't there another deadline in March?
March 31st is the date that you have to have a plan to avoid that tax penalty associated with the individual mandate.
Okay.
So that's going to be, I think, the next big test. Remember, this was the deadline just to have coverage for January 1st. They said it was a record couple of days for healthcare.gov, more than 2 million people each day trying to log on and enroll. So one wonders when it's actually now followed with the force of law with the tax penalty, you know, what the website's going to be able to handle come March 31st.
Yeah. Jared, let me ask you something, because I remember speaking with you right after the Supreme Court ruled on all of this, and I'm wondering, if I'm Barack Obama, am I thinking back going, man, I wish the court would have gone the other way?
Well, he still says the law itself is doing what it should do. So, you know, as far as, you know, the coverage and, you know, people being able to get insurance that otherwise didn't have plans, I think, you know, the president's pretty pleased with that. Obviously, though, the hampering of all of this is people being able to get coverage that lost the coverage. And that's become really the part that I think the president would probably want to redo on. And it's interesting to talk, you know, with Democrats on the Hill that are certainly going to be up for reelection next year. We know Republicans are going to make the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, you know, the heart of probably every single campaign commercial you see.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting to see the response from Democrats. Democrats that I've spoken to that are up for re-election say that they are ready to sort of trumpet the Affordable Care Act, that they think by November of 2014 the website will be working, a lot of the negative feelings about the law will have passed, people will have a better understanding of how the law works, and they think once all of those pieces are in place that they feel pretty good about their chances. So that'll be something to watch for, obviously, in the coming months.
Up next, we shift the focus to Benghazi and the IRS. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
Thank you. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. How many different names do we have? Well, it's officially called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, so I suppose that's a good way for us to put a handle or a wrap around what's going on here. Doug Steffen here with the year-end review of the countdown. Top 10 items for this past year. Number 2, Benghazi. Last month, talk host Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talked about 60 Minutes. The contractor who apparently lied about his involvement in Benghazi and how the other news media were kind of asleep on this story.
Laura Logan, the mea culpa. That's a Latin for my whoopsie. My bad.
And she's speaking about the British contractor who I didn't know existed until the broadcast, and I felt like an idiot because I didn't know that he was part of the unfolding of the tragedy. But well, then I heard this from Senator Graham.
My request has been going on for a year to talk to the five survivors of the State Department. I never asked for the British contractor. I didn't know he existed.
And if he didn't know he existed, I don't feel so bad.
Well, the FBI knew he existed.
Yeah, he did.
That's and you know, USA intelligence knew it, that he existed. All, I don't know what he told the FBI and how different the story is.
Well, he didn't make it to the compound until the next day.
I don't know all that. I mean, I'm reading 400 different accounts today as to what he told the FBI, because the FBI is not saying it, so it's not just speculation as to what he told the FBI. We don't have anything official. Fox News is speculating, CBS is speculating, everybody's speculating. All they know is that it's different than what he told CBS News 60 Minutes. The 60 Minutes program is apparently not even a part of CBS News. I found that out today. I had never heard that. 60 Minutes operates unto itself.
Unto itself?
Yeah. It's an island. Well, they apparently don't share information.
They kicked them out of the building.
And so apparently CBS News warned 60 Minutes months ago. This guy's lying to you. We have sources. And 60 Minutes gave him the bird and said, no, you're not. We'll do what we want. So very reckless reporting from 60 Minutes, in spite of their colleagues trying to prevent them from what, but they wanted the sensational story, and they got it.
The IRS scandal is number 3 on the countdown. In June, host Jack Harris talked to analyst Gretchen Hamel about the IRS preparing to pay out $70 million in bonuses to their employees in the midst of the investigation into their screwing up things when it came to conservative groups, 501c3s, that sort of thing.
I guess you found another reason for us to cherish our beloved IRS even more, our Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, yeah, the IRS is back up at it. At it again, and what we're finding out now is that they are about to pay out $70 million in bonuses just after they were complaining about how much money they need and how they may not be able to effectively do their job because of sequester, because of some of the cuts that they had to make in their departments and because they had to furlough workers for 5 days.
Yeah, that is incredible in an economy that has been characterized as depleted as it is, and our government spending money recklessly anyway, and then talking about having to sequester, and you're going to have to go through hardships when you go to the airport and everything, and then they say, okay, here are bonuses because you at the IRS have done such a magnificent job in making Americans happy and doing your job right.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that's really frustrating, and you read it and you have to ask yourself, this can't be true, but it is true. And that's what we're seeing, is that $70 million is what they want to pay out to employees of the IRS because of part of the union that they are with. And this comes at a time when the IRS has been, you know, making some decisions, some political decisions that they shouldn't be making, at a time where they were spending $135,000 for outside speakers and perks like baseball tickets, for when they're making videos like the Cupid Shuffle or about Star Trek, or paying $11,000 to hire a happiness expert.
Right.
I think when everyone sends that check off to pay their taxes and pay a big chunk of their paycheck to go to the IRS, they're not thinking about paying their bonuses and providing great videos for them and a happiness expert.
And by the way, they're
making the government offer.
They've admitted to that and apologized and said they were wrong in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in happiness experts and baseball tickets and stuff like that.
The budget and the NSA in the focus next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's ManCow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Aru here, and the special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is what you're listening to. Our year-end review work at talkers.com to determine the top 10 radio topics. If you want to see all 20, you can just go to talkers.com and check that out. Charlie Sykes talked to Congressman Paul Ryan about our number four countdown topic, the debt, the budget, the government shutdown. This is a review of the budget deal and criticism that Ryan was getting from all sides regarding the deal.
Let's talk about conservatives and your budget deal, because there's obviously a fierce debate on the right over this budget deal. And you were quoted last week as saying you were taken a little bit aback by the tone of some of the opposition from some of the Tea Party affiliated organizations, and you and the speaker kind of push back. So how serious is this little civil war on the right?
I don't think it's that serious. I think John got his emotions got ahead of him a little bit. First of all, when we lost the majority in 2006, many of us who were backbenchers at the time were fighting the earmarking culture, fighting, you know, a lot of problems within the caucus. We lost those fights. Earmarks got out of control. We lost the majority, deservedly so. And I credit the Tea Party with helping us get our mojo back, getting fiscal conservatism back into the Republican Party and helping us get back into the majority much quicker than we otherwise would have. If you remember, I put my roadmap budgets out when we were in the minority during the Bush administration. I had 9 supporters in Congress supporting my roadmap budgets, which did all of the entitlement reforms that you need to do to balance the budget and pay off the debt. And I credit the Tea Party with helping me take a budget that I had 9 people voting supporting to passing it 2 years later with 233 votes in the majority. So I, for one, see these groups, so to speak, particularly grassroots conservatives, as absolutely and just monumentally important to this fiscal conservative effort. Now, the last budget that I passed in the last session of Congress, in 2011 and 2012, those budgets, the highest spending level, the lowest spending level I was advocating in those budgets, those Republican budgets that were excoriated, that were, you know, hit so hard from the left, proposed spending $1,019,000,000,000 for all discretionary spending. Under this budget agreement that I got the Democrats to agree to, we would not hit that spending level until the year 2017. So in 2011, the hardcore Republican budget that the left just pilloried buried us on.
The end of the world as we know it.
End of the world as we know it. $1.19 trillion. I just got Patty Murray and Harry Reid and Barack Obama to agree to that level, which will not be hit until 2017. Right now, in the next year and a half, they came into these negotiations saying, turn the entire sequester off. No more sequester. I got them to agree to 70% of it for the next year and a half. And this agreement leaves 92% of the entire sequester in place during the life of the sequester.
The NSA, number five on the countdown, from our countdown affiliate in Omaha, KFAB, host Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees together, talking to national security law expert Dr. Stephen Vladek about the federal judge's ruling that the NSA and their data collection program was unconstitutional.
The judge's ruling relative to the National Security Agency's bulk collection program, metadata collection program, he says it is likely unconstitutional, violating the Constitution's ban on unreasonable search. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I think there's a really strong argument in that regard. I think it depends to some degree on what's going to happen with something called the third-party doctrine. So, you know, for about 35 years, the Supreme Court has said we Americans have no expectation of privacy in records that we voluntarily give to third parties. So records we give to our phone company, records we give to our financial institutions. But about a year and a half ago, the court suggested that it might be time to revisit that case, given changes in technology, given how much more data we're giving to everyone around us. And what the judge ruled yesterday is that that time has come, and that these developments really warrant a revisiting of exactly when we should and shouldn't have an expectation of privacy in our information.
Yeah. So does this go, do you believe, does this go next to the circuit and then to the Supreme Court, or does it go directly to the Supreme Court on appeal?
Yeah, no, so I mean, the next step is what's bound to be an inevitable government appeal to the circuit, to the Federal Appeals Court here in D.C. You know, what happens after that really depends on how they rule. I mean, this is coming up on what's called a preliminary injunction, so it's a very early stage in litigation. You know, the Court of Appeals could say, we're not sure that the plaintiffs have really made out their case. They could send it back for consideration of other questions. So, you know, I think this case will eventually end up in the Supreme Court, but probably not, you know, probably later. Rather than sooner.
This course, this case, Dr. Vladek, the ruling by Judge Leon, had to do with two individuals. If the Supreme Court hears it, it obviously is going to have effect for everybody, right, and not just these two individuals.
That's right. I mean, you know, we have these two specific plaintiffs, Mr. Clayman and Mr. Strange, you know, who were able to bring this case because they could show that they're customers of some of the phone companies who, thanks to Edward Snowden, we now know were providing their records to the government. But the reality is that we all are customers of these phone companies. And so even if these are the specific plaintiffs who have brought this lawsuit, really this issue is about the ability of the government to collect all of our phone records. And so we really will all be in the Supreme Court if and when the case gets there.
Up next, Boston Marathon bombing, state of the Republican Party and gun control here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, on your Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, GEICO's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to GEICO.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The year-end edition, sort of a special overview. We do it every year at this time with the highlights of the top 10 items for 2013. I'm Doug Steffen, up to the number 6 item on the countdown, Boston Marathon bombing. Last July, talk host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire talked to Mark Judge from the Daily Caller. He actually came to the defense of Rolling Stone magazine about their decision to put the bomber on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
We were talking about the Rolling Stone cover with Tsarnaev on the Dzhokhar Tsarnaev on the front there that people were having a conniption fit over nationally, and the boycotts and the CVS and Walgreens chain saying we're not going to sell it and the rest. And I thought, my initial take was, and I had not read your piece, that we have this incredible ability to have conniption fits over some of the smallest things, and that the picture on the front, which apparently was driving the story, people were just outraged that they didn't have a picture of him looking like a terrorist, dressed up in traditional, what we think is Muslim terrorist garb, that would have been okay. Or a picture of him bloody and being dragged from the boat just outside Boston, we would have felt okay with that. And I couldn't believe it. A lot of people are still very, very upset over it.
Yeah, and it's sad because the article itself is actually quite good. In the article, I referred to outrage orgasms that people just love to have, both on the left and the right. And there's a real central irony to all of this and a contradiction that conservatives haven't even dealt with. Can I mention it? Or
sure, go ahead.
Conservatives always talk about root causes that cause people to go off the deep end, especially right. In the black community, you know, the lack of fatherhood, drugs, and all these things. If you're not good parents, then your kid could wind up being a bad guy. And they talk about it a lot. I mean, I'm conservative on a lot of issues myself, and I believe that is a root cause. Yet this article delves into what happened to screw this kid up, and all of a sudden nobody wants to talk about it. It's like, couldn't the same thing that makes somebody break bad as a result of their family and their situation and everything, which is not to say mommy and daddy didn't give them enough attention, so poor me, but these things can screw people up. So in the black community and minority community, this kind of thing can cause tremendous problems. But God forbid the Rolling Stone draw a similar conclusion with this kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, by the way, this isn't an original conclusion. We were hearing about this, and some reporting has already been done
right
in this area, and this is just kind of a big, fatter piece with clearly a lot of work that has been done on it.
A bunch of detail,
and also some conservative stuff in there. It's
right.
Incredible. If you read it, when they talk about how anti-American he was at Cambridge, and one of his friends says, well, nobody noticed because everyone in Cambridge is so anti-American. Right. And that was kind of a point that might have been too subtle for a lot of conservatives, of which I am one, to get, because they're too busy screaming to realize, well, hey, the writer is kind of almost sarcastically saying, everyone in Cambridge is so anti-American that this guy didn't even stick out.
The state of the GOP number 7 this year in review countdown indicates... In October, talk host Vicki McKenna said everybody needed to get over the government shutdown and focus on what the GOP needed to be looking at instead of focusing on the anger that was created by the government shutdown.
Did anybody think this wasn't going to happen? It had to happen. This had to happen. That eventually the debt ceiling was going to be exceeded, and eventually the budget impasse was going to end. It was all a matter of trying to figure out what to get out of the commitment to a painful political strategy of shutdown. But it was going to happen. A whole bunch of angry people screaming, I am never writing another check to the RNC. Okay, fine. Now what are we going to do? I don't care if you never write another check to the RNC. But now what are we going to do? I don't care if you never vote for another National Republican again. But now what are we going to do? Do you care? There are some things we can do. Because Obamacare didn't go away. Because the attention on Obamacare didn't go away. If you need a week to rage, take it. If that's what you need. If you need to scream about how everybody but you is the perfect conservative, do it. Then get over it and try to figure out a way to form a coalition that can push back against Obamacare. Because I'm going to tell you something. Calling people a-holes is not going to convince them to join you in your quest to fight Obamacare, if that is in fact your quest. And that's my question to the conservatives who are really angry. And I'm an angry conservative. But what's your goal? What's your goal here? Is your goal to purify the Republican Party? Count me out, because I don't care. But if your goal is to try, at least right now, to stop Obamacare, there are some things we can do. Assuming that at least a coalition for a short period of time can be formed to that end. But if you need a week to rage or a month to rage, or you're not in, you are entirely incapable of not being able to confine your rage, okay. Everybody else has to figure out how to create coalitions that can stop this law.
Number eight item of the countdown, gun control. Here's what some folks listening to the radio had to say about the debate over possible gun control legislation, which came about as a result of yet another shooting. Remember the September shooting in the Navy Yard in Washington?
What happened was, again, another tragedy, and probably nothing's going to stop it in the short term. But, you know, background checks, what's wrong with background checks? 90% of the people are behind it, but yet these mammoth organizations like the NRA and political people that are scared of their getting their job back from the election, they ignore it. I just think that's the crime. They need the background check so that someday maybe it will take a turn. Maybe eventually it might take 2 or 3 years, though. Pretty soon there will be these kind of people won't be getting a hold of guns. In this case, this guy, that probably wouldn't have stopped that a bit. But tying that in, how when 90% of the people would favor background checks, tying that in with that feeling of organizations not caring about that, and then the president giving a speech yesterday, I would have pretty done that on another day. But think about the hidden message there. They accuse him of being unfeeling about what happened. When these organizations will continue to turn their eyes away from what is happening and they can't even pass a simple background check.
Though that this shooting is very tragic, any shooting always is, right now, right after it, is not the time to talk about policies and everything. And this, you know, this should give it some time to cool down. Also about policies, you know, more registration, that's fine and great, but that is not going to stop the people who are criminals.
It was tragic, like all the other events that have happened related to gun violence. However, I don't think Americans should lose sight of the fact that the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and we should be more aware of what the government is doing. For example, aiding Al-Qaeda and terror groups in Syria, which are committing atrocities. And that's something that should be more of a focus, because, like I said, the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and they shouldn't be penalized for the few cycles that are going out there and committing these atrocious acts.
Coming up, Iran and Syria. They're up next in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we wrap up our year-end review program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Here we are, a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're almost there. At the end of the list this week on the countdown, as we look at the year of the Talk Radio world, reviewing the top 10 items for 2013, you get all 20 of the topics listed at talkers.com. You want to check it out there. Number 9 is Iran. This past fall, host Sam Cedar talked about comments from Sheldon Adelson, a major GOP donor, who said that Republicans should only be willing to negotiate with Iran after we nuke them.
The only thing I can tell you about this sound clip is that it's Sheldon Adelson, the man who bankrolled Newt Gingrich and then Mitt Romney to the tune of how many? Tens of millions? Was it 100 million? Neocon, anti-labor mogul Sheldon Adelson. And here is Sheldon Adelson's advice to the president in terms of dealing with Iran.
You would support negotiations with Iran currently so long as they first seized all enrichment of uranium?
No. What do you mean support negotiations? What are we going to negotiate about? What I would say is, listen, you see that desert out there? I want to show you something. You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in the middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of Tigris. So we mean business. You want to be wiped out? Go ahead, take a tough position and continue with your nuclear development.
So there it is. Sheldon Adelson's advice is to launch a nuclear weapon just to sort of show, like, it's like a broadside. Look, we will nuke a desert, and the next one's going to be in Tehran. I have an idea. Sheldon Adelson's got $100 million to spend on an election. Why doesn't he just build a small bomb? Just blow it up and say, hey, look what happened. What a moron.
The number 10 item on the countdown, what went on in Syria this past year. From June, here's host Bob Davis with political analyst Andrew McCarthy talking about how Senator John McCain's continued push for the U.S. to get involved in Syria sort of influenced a number of people.
What is McCain's fascination with aiding rebels, whether it's Libya or Syria?
Well, I don't want to pretend to be able to read McCain's mind. That's a sort of a scary place, but trying to give him the best of intentions, I think he's one of these people who believes that if we just plant Western notions of liberty in Islamic countries and exhibit to jihadists that we really don't have it in for them and that we can be their friend and helper, we will be able to create authentic democratic societies and turn our enemies into our friends. I think it's a fanciful theory. It'd be wonderful if it was true and that it works, but it's when the rubber hits the road, it's a catastrophe.
How do you think Obama's appointments are going to? I know he's been supposedly considering this week, and reports keep saying that they're going to say something soon. So I would think that, I mean, the thing is, Susan Rice is an interventionist, and apparently so is McCain. Well, to me, they're birds of a feather.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of I call the McCain faction of the Republican Party, which unfortunately seems to be the dominant faction for purposes of foreign policy, a progressive faction. I don't think they're at all conservative, and they're how much they care about American national security. You really have to peel back their rhetoric and look at exactly what they're doing, because they, on the one hand, they're always screaming about the need for, strong defense, and on the other hand, they're always making strong defense necessary by empowering our enemies. So to me, it's kind of a crazy kilt way of going about security. But I think you're quite right. I think there's, I think that Susan Rice is a movement leftist, and McCain is a progressive internationalist. They probably differ maybe widely on a variety of issues, but on this one particular about American intervention on behalf of what often turn out to be America's enemies, or at least forces hostile to America, I don't think there's a lot of sunlight between them.
Recapping the top 10 for the year, Syria happens to occupy that slot, number 10. Number 9 belongs to the Iranians. Gun legislation debate here in our country, number 8. State of the Republican Party in our country, number 7. Boston Marathon bombing in our country, number 6. NSA and Edward Snowden and how it affected our country, number 5. The debt, the budget, the government shutdown, number 4. Number 3, the IRS scandal. Number 2, Benghazi and the discussion back at home about what happened there. And as you might expect, the Obamacare situation, Affordable Care Act, number 1 item. It's got more time. We've spent a lot of time. Some of it may have been wasted talking about this thing, but that's where it comes in. The Year in Review edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.